Music Refuge from Satan the Cursed, in the name of Allah, the Most Compassionate, the Most Merciful. Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullah, dear audience. Welcome to a new episode of Spring of the Truth from IRIB English Radio. This is Zainab Mousavi, and what we do in this program is to listen to certain words and viewpoints of Imam Khomeini rahmatullah alayhi, who was the great founder of the Islamic Republic of Iran, and then try to talk more about some of the points that this great character has made in order for us to make use of them in our daily lives as Muslims. Under all of the Holy of Quran in society, Imam Khomeini rahmatullah alayhi said, "The Quran should be the foundation of our lives and our society. It is the source of our ethics, our laws, and our way of life." Well, Imam Khomeini's assertion shows the significance of the Holy Book of Quran within the society. His assertion that Quran should be the foundation of our lives and our society emphasizes the centrality of Quran in Islamic thought and governance, particularly from Shia perspective. The Quran is viewed not merely as a religious text, but as a comprehensive guide that encompasses all aspects of life, including ethics, laws, and social conduct. The Holy Book of Quran is seen as the ultimate source of divine guidance and law. This verse in the Holy Book of Quran says, "A'udhu billahi minash shaitanir rajim. Inna hadhal Quran yahdi lillati hiya aqwam." Indeed, the Quran guides to that which is most suitable. Surah Al-Isra, verse 9. And this phrase underscores its role as a moral compass for individuals and society. Shia scholars often refer to the Holy Book of Quran to derive laws and ethical principles, believing that it is the foundation upon which Islamic jurisprudence or fiqh is built. Ya Rabbana, salli ala Taha al-Nabi wa alihi sallallahu alayhi. The importance of the Holy Book of Quran is reinforced by hadith from the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam and other infallible imams. For instance, the Prophet stated, "I leave among you two precious things, the Book of Allah and my progeny, and if you adhere to them, you will never go astray." In the context of society, Imam Khomeini rahmatullah alayh advocated for a political system rooted in Islamic principles, as reflected in the concepts of wilayat al-faqih, or guardianship of the jurist. This concept asserts that the governance of the Muslim community should be led by a knowledgeable jurist who applies Quranic principles to contemporary issues. And in summary, Imam Khomeini's words reflect a profound belief in the Holy Book of Quran as the foundation text that informs all aspects of life, ensuring that ethics, laws, and societal norms are aligned with divine guidance. Okay, well, dear listeners, it seems that we have no more time to continue this episode. For ending, let me just recite the sentence of Imam Khomeini rahmatullah alayh on the role of the Quran in the society. He said, "The Quran should be the foundation of our lives and our society. It is the source of our ethics, our laws, and our way of life." Thank you very much. I wish that you have enjoyed listening to this episode. And until another one, I bid you farewell and may Allah protect you all.
Every night and every day, every night and every day, never forget to say,
La ilaha illallah, never forget to say.
There was a spring of truth, a selection of Imam Khomeini's viewpoints.
Never forget to say, La ilaha.